You can see that Donnie is a pretty big boy for 15 months, and with his 16 teeth and his sparkling personality, people just can't help loving him. He wears the same size clothes as Baby and Freddy, but the pants are too long as yet. I am going to try and make this letter a long one, so it will probably have a lot of interruptions, such as right now it's time for Donnie's bath. Baby and Freddy had theirs this a.m., as it's quite cold today, and I have had them inside. Be back soon. About my typing. First, I cannot tell a lie. I am not a typist. I use from 1 to 5 fingers, and although I can manage and do help Big Fred with his business affairs, what it takes me 1 hour to do would probably take someone with the know-how 15 minutes. Seriously, I do not have the time nor the will to learn professionally. But I think it is wonderful how you have stuck with it and become such an excellent typist. I do believe we all were very adaptable. Jimmy, Fern, you, and myself. And we had all been blessed with a basic flair for the artistic, among other things. Even Mother and Dad were artistic. I truthfully feel none of us have anyone to blame for whatever we have done with our own personal lives. It has been proven that at the age of 7, most of us have reached the age of reason, which means we do, at this age, understand and know the difference between right and wrong. Of course, environment plays an awfully important part in our lives, such as the convent in mine, and in my case, I am grateful for that influence. In Jimmy's case, he was the strongest of us all. I remember how he worked and went to school when there was no one to tell him, and it was his own will to make something of himself. We will never know the reasons for what eventually happened, why he did what he did, but I still hurt thinking of it. It was such a waste. But we have very little control over our human weaknesses, and this applies also to Fern and the hundreds of thousands of other people, including ourselves. For we all have weaknesses. In your case, I don't know what your weakness is, but I do feel it is no shame to have a dirty face. The shame comes when you keep it dirty. In all truthfulness and with love for you, Perry, for you are my only living brother and the uncle of my children, I cannot say or feel your attitude towards our father or your imprisonment just or healthy. If you are getting your back up, better simmer down, as I realize there are none of us who take criticism cheerfully, and it is natural to feel a certain amount of resentment towards the one giving this criticism, so I am prepared for 1 or 2 things. A. Not to hear from you at all, or B. A letter telling me exactly what you think of me. I hope I'm wrong, and I sincerely hope you will give this letter a lot of thought and try to see how someone else feels. Please understand, I know I am not an authority, and I do not boast great intelligence or education, but I do believe I am a normal individual with basic reasoning powers and the will to live my life according to the laws of God and man. It is also true that I have fallen at times, as is normal. For as I said, I am human, and therefore I too have human weaknesses. But the point is, again, there is no shame having a dirty face. The shame comes when you keep it dirty. No one is more aware of my shortcomings and mistakes than myself, so I won't bore you further. Now, first and most important, Dad is not responsible for your wrongdoings or your good deeds. What you have done, whether right or wrong, is your own doing.